I can confirm that today, Monday, my party, the UNC, is indeed challenging the results of these elections in the Supreme Court. As you know, you've probably heard reports from a number of observers, including the Qatar Center, which has clearly said that these elections are not credible by any international standards. Indeed, there were so many irregularities, ballot papers not being delivered to polling stations, rigging in many places, intimidation of voters. Basically, anything that should not take place on an election day took place in these elections in the DRC. And I can say this because I was myself a candidate for parliament in Walungu in eastern Kivu. And as I've just said, polling day was probably the most difficult day since the beginning of the campaign.
Some Congolese I spoke with are expressing concern that despite a noble cause that you are charting to challenge presidential result of the election, they don't see that you are going to have any success because they believe the Supreme Court is filled with President Kabila's supporters. What do you say to those concerns?
Well, they are right indeed, because in the DRC, our justice system is not fair. We know that. We also know that during the campaign, the president replaced all Supreme Court judges. We call them high magistrates here, or magistrats. He has appointed new ones. We know the plan is to make sure that whatever complaint is made at in the Supreme Court, basically nothing happens, and his position as a winner is maintained. Nonetheless, we think it's important to use all legal means to challenge these results and see how the court is going to handle it. Obviously, this is not only a Congolese issue. It is now being watched the world over. There were a number of international observers who were here. The African Union has made a statement. The SADC has made a statement. Ban Ki-moon has made. So it's become an international issue. And it will be interesting to see how the court behaves in the face of so many complaints. And I have to say here that it's not only my party which is going to complain. I'm aware of the fact that UDPS and other candidates will file complaints in the Supreme Court. So it will be interesting. It will be a real test of how our justice system will work in regard to this very important issue.
The question most people are asking is, do you have that proof?
Otherwise, we would not go to court. Obviously, we do have many cases which we will bring to the attention of the court. The EU report of the observers mentioned a lot of irregularities. So we have put together a number of these, and we know other parties are doing the same, and we will bring this evidence to the court to challenge these elections. As I said, and I'm saying this despite the fact that I was elected, I kept my seat. If the court decided to reorganize them again, I will be the first to actually agree with that decision. A lot of people did not vote, not because they did not want to vote, but because the elections were not organized properly, because they were discouraged to vote. CENI did not provide the appropriate information. There were a lot of mistakes on the voters' registers. And all these things were brought to the attention of CENI before the elections. But for some reason, they were obsessed by the idea of organizing these elections before the 6th of December. And so we do have a lot of evidence. The CENI's numbers do not add up. We have a string of evidence to challenge these results in court. So we have no problem with that.